Welcome, listeners. If you're tuning in for the first time, you've landed on The Scholar, a podcast where we break down complex subjects into digestible, impactful conversations. I'm Victoria Pearson, and today we're exploring a topic that's not only intricate, but also deeply relevant to many people across the globe, U.S. immigration law. Immigration law in the U.S. can seem like an overwhelming web of rules and regulations. Different types of visas, the green card process, citizenship pathways. These are just some of the terms that can make your head spin, but fear not. Today, we aim to untangle these complexities together. Why should you care about understanding U.S. immigration law? Perhaps you're considering moving to the United States or know someone who is. Maybe you're a small business owner who might someday hire international talent. Or you're simply a curious mind eager to understand how immigration shapes societies. Regardless of your background, the principles we discuss today can provide valuable insights into a law that impacts millions of lives every year. We'll touch on several key aspects of U.S. immigration law that are explained thoroughly in our related course on grokley.me. This course is designed to simplify the intricate details and make them more understandable for everyone, whether you're a student, a solopreneur, or even a parent guiding your children through educational opportunities. We'll start by discussing the fundamentals, what immigration law means, and the main components that make it up. From there, we'll examine the different types of visas available and what you need to qualify for each. Have you ever wondered about the journey towards getting a green card or becoming a U.S. citizen? We'll cover that too. And don't worry. We'll break it down with relatable examples and analogies to make even the most complex topics easy to grasp. Plus, we'll stay current by incorporating recent news in U.S. immigration policy. Understanding the latest changes can be crucial for anyone in the immigration process or those supporting someone who is. With relevant tie-ins to grokley.me courses, newsletters, and blog content, we'll ensure you have resources right at your fingertips. So stay with us as we delve into the essentials of U.S. immigration law. This is not just about understanding the law. It's about recognizing how this knowledge can contribute to various aspects of your life. By the end of this episode, you will not only be better informed, but also empowered to take steps towards achieving your goals, whether that's a successful immigration journey or aiding someone in theirs. And let's get started on this insightful journey together. Today, we are diving into the core structure of our course, U.S. Immigration Law Essentials, which is designed to demystify the intricacies of immigration law. This course aims to equip you with a solid understanding of basic concepts and provide practical insights that are vital in navigating the immigration landscape. First, let's talk about the fundamentals of U.S. immigration law. Understanding these basics is crucial. Whether you're planning to move to the U.S., know someone who is, or are simply interested in learning more about the legal procedures in place. The course begins by discussing the historical context and foundational principles that have shaped current U.S. immigration policies. You'll learn about the legal framework that governs immigration, including significant legislation and landmark court decisions that have influenced the course of immigration law over the years. One of the key aspects covered in the course is the differentiation between federal and state laws when it comes to immigration. This is an essential distinction, as immigration law is primarily a federal matter, but state policies and laws can significantly impact the experience of immigrants within particular states. You'll gain insights into how various states approach immigration-related issues, such as driver's licenses, education, and local law enforcement cooperation with federal immigration agencies. Next, we delve into the roles of key agencies involved in the immigration process. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and its sub-agencies, such as U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, play a pivotal role in enforcing and administering immigration laws. Understanding the functions of these agencies is important, as you'll likely interact with them at different stages of your immigration journey. The course provides a roadmap to navigate these agencies successfully, helping you to understand what to expect and how to prepare for various proceedings. Adding practical value to your learning experience, the course includes insights from seasoned immigration lawyers who share their expertise and experiences. These professionals offer practical advice on handling common challenges faced by immigrants, providing a hands-on perspective on maneuvering through the legal complexities of immigration. For example, you'll learn about best practices for preparing documentation, legal strategies for different immigration statuses, and how to effectively communicate with legal authorities. Moreover, we cover essential topics, such as the rights and protections that immigrants have under U.S. law. It's crucial to be aware of your rights to ensure that you are treated fairly and can advocate for yourself in legal matters. Understanding your legal rights can empower you to make informed decisions and take appropriate actions when necessary. In summary, this course lays down a comprehensive foundation of U.S. immigration law, highlighting the roles of federal and state laws, and elucidating the functions of the key agencies involved. The insights from experienced immigration lawyers add a practical dimension to your learning, ensuring you are well prepared to handle the intricacies of the U.S. immigration system. Let's dive into the key concepts of U.S. immigration law, providing you with a roadmap to understand the pathways and procedures that can lead to your American dream. Whether you're an individual, part of a family, or guiding someone through the process, this information will be invaluable. First, let's start with visa types and their requirements. Navigating the many kinds of visas can feel overwhelming, but breaking them down simplifies the choices. Generally, visas are categorized as immigrant or non-immigrant. Immigrant visas are intended for those who want to live permanently in the U.S., while non-immigrant visas are for temporary stays such as tourism, studying, or work. One of the most common non-immigrant visas is the B2 tourist visa. It's designed for those who want to visit the U.S. for pleasure. It requires proof of financial stability, showing you have enough funds to cover your expenses during your stay, and a return ticket to ensure you'll leave the country when your visa expires. For those looking to work in the U.S. temporarily, the H-1B visa might be relevant. This visa is for professionals in specialty occupations, such as IT or engineering, and requires a job offer from a U.S. employer who will sponsor your visa. Additionally, the role must require specialized skills, often necessitating a bachelor's degree or higher. On the other hand, an immigrant visa could be through the family-based or employment-based immigration systems. A family-based visa requires a U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident family member to petition on your behalf. Immediate relatives of U.S. citizens, such as spouses, minor children, and parents, usually have a faster process. Employment-based visas involve a U.S. employer sponsorship as well, but they focus on workers with skills beneficial to the U.S. However, some employment-based categories, like the EB-5 visa, require the individual to make a substantial investment in a U.S. business, creating a set number of jobs. Now let's move on to the green card journey. A green card, or lawful permanent residency, is a significant step as it allows individuals to live and work permanently in the U.S. Obtaining a green card typically follows the visa path taken. For instance, if you're in the U.S. on an employment-based visa, your employer might sponsor you for a green card through the EB-1, EB-2, or EB-3 categories. Each category has different criteria based on the job and qualifications. One critical aspect of the green card procedure is the adjustment of status if you're already in the U.S. on a valid visa. This process involves submitting Form 1-485 and requires you to prove eligibility for residency, including medical examinations and background checks. Alternatively, if you're applying from outside the U.S., the process is called consular processing, where you'll submit the required documentation to a U.S. consulate in your home country and attend an interview. After maintaining permanent residency through your green card, many aim to become U.S. citizens, which brings us to navigating the citizenship process. Citizenship is the ultimate goal for many, offering the right to vote, protection from deportation, and eligibility for federal jobs. To apply, you generally need to be a green card holder for at least 5 years or 3 years if you're married to a U.S. citizen. You'll file Form N-400, application for naturalization, and meet several requirements, such as demonstrating good moral character, passing English and civics tests, and taking the oath of allegiance. For practical examples, consider individuals like Maria, a nurse with a job offer from a U.S. hospital. She might start with an H-1B visa, then transition to permanent residency through an EB-3 visa, and eventually apply for citizenship after several years of residency. Or think about the Patel family who are planning to reunite with family in the U.S. An immediate relative petition could see them through to green cards and eventual citizenship. At Grockley.me, our U.S. Immigration Law Essentials course is designed to make these complex topics manageable and understandable. With practical guidance from a seasoned immigration lawyer, you'll gain the confidence to navigate these processes successfully, These key concepts form the backbone of understanding U.S. immigration law. By familiarizing yourself with visa types, steps to obtain a green card, and the citizenship process, you lay the foundation for turning ambitions of living in the United States into reality. In the next segment, we'll tie this knowledge to recent developments in immigration policy and what they mean for future immigrants. Stay tuned. Recent developments in U.S. immigration policy have been a hot topic this year, and it's crucial for aspiring immigrants to stay informed. One of the most notable changes has been the reintroduction of the DREAM Act, which aims to provide a pathway to citizenship for young undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. This bill, if passed, could significantly impact the lives of many Dreamers by allowing them to live, work, and study in the United States without fear of deportation. For those who are eligible, this could be a life-changing opportunity. Another significant development has been the updates to the H-1B visa program. The government has introduced new regulations to streamline the application process, making it easier for skilled foreign workers to obtain visas. This change is particularly relevant for individuals in the tech industry and other specialized fields who are looking to build their careers in the U.S. However, it's important to note that the selection process remains highly competitive, and applicants should ensure all documentation is thoroughly prepared. There have also been discussions surrounding the temporary protected status, TPS designations. Recently, several countries have had their TPS status extended, providing more time for nationals from these countries to remain in the U.S. without the immediate threat of deportation. This extension offers some much-needed security for individuals whose home countries are experiencing ongoing conflict or natural disasters. In addition to federal policy changes, state-level immigration laws continue to evolve. States like California and New York are implementing more inclusive measures, such as offering state-funded health care to undocumented immigrants and passing laws to protect immigrant rights. These state-level protections can provide additional layers of support and security for immigrants residing in those areas. It's not all smooth sailing, though. There have been some restrictive measures discussed, such as increased scrutiny on asylum seekers. This could mean longer wait times and more rigorous vetting processes for those seeking refuge in the U.S. It's a reminder of the complexities and the ever-changing landscape of immigration law. Aspiring immigrants should keep an eye on these developments and consider consulting an immigration lawyer for personalized advice. Staying updated on policy changes can help individuals make informed decisions about their immigration journey, ensuring they are prepared for any legal requirements or adjustments. For those interested in a deeper dive into these topics, Grokley.me offers a comprehensive course on U.S. immigration law, covering not just the fundamentals, but also these current and important changes. Expanding your knowledge in this area can empower you to navigate the complexities of immigration with greater confidence. This is not just about moving from one country to another. Understanding immigration law can substantially impact your future, your career opportunities, and your ability to start a new chapter in the U.S. So, stay informed, stay prepared, and take advantage of the resources available to you. Let's dive into some practical tips for navigating U.S. immigration law. This part of our discussion will be particularly valuable for those of you who are either in the process of immigrating to the United States or are planning to do so in the future. We'll touch on three crucial areas: dealing with immigration enforcement, working in the U.S., and understanding your legal rights and protections. Finally, we'll wrap it up with some guidance on planning for long-term residency or citizenship. First, let's talk about dealing with immigration enforcement. When you hear the term immigration enforcement, it can sound intimidating, but don't worry. It's important to know that several agencies handle immigration matters and each has specific roles and responsibilities. For instance, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, focuses primarily on enforcing immigration laws within the United States. Knowing who to contact and what your rights are can make a big difference. For example, always have your identification documents in order and be ready to present them if asked by an official. However, remember that you have the right to remain silent and to request an attorney if you are detained. Knowledge is power, and understanding your rights can help you stay calm and composed in unexpected situations. Next, let's explore the topic of working in the U.S. One of the most common concerns for newcomers is how to legally work in the United States. There are several types of visas available, each with distinct requirements and limitations. For example, an H-1B visa allows U.S. companies to employ foreign workers in specialty occupations. Meanwhile, an L-1 visa permits companies to transfer employees from their foreign offices to their U.S. offices. It's essential to apply for the correct visa type that matches your job role and industry. Additionally, once you have the proper visa, be proactive in understanding your work rights. For instance, familiarize yourself with wage and hour laws to ensure you are fairly compensated. Let's move on to understanding your legal rights and protections. It's critical for every immigrant, regardless of status, to be aware of their basic rights. For instance, everyone has the right to due process, meaning the government must respect all legal rights that are owed to a person. This includes the right to a fair hearing before a judge. Additionally, under the U.S. Constitution, you have the right to be free from unlawful searches and seizures. Knowing these protections can help you navigate potentially stressful interactions with law enforcement or immigration officials. Lastly, planning for long-term residency or citizenship is a major step in your immigration journey. The process can be intricate, but understanding the requirements and taking the right steps early can set you on the path to success. For example, obtaining a green card is a crucial milestone for many immigrants. The green card not only allows you to live and work in the U.S. permanently, but also puts you on the pathway to citizenship. It's important to keep up with paperwork and meet all deadlines. Another tip is to start practicing for the citizenship test early, which includes both a language proficiency test and a civics test about U.S. history and government. To summarize, dealing with immigration enforcement, working legally in the U.S., understanding your rights, and planning for long-term residency or citizenship are all critical areas to focus on during your immigration journey. Armed with this knowledge, you can navigate the complexities of U.S. immigration law with confidence. For more detailed guidance, consider enrolling in our related course on grokli.me, where we delve deeper into these topics. We also offer various other resources tailored to assist you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and I hope you found these tips helpful. As we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to summarize the critical points we've discussed about U.S. immigration law. We've delved into the various visa types and their requirements, explored the intricate journey towards obtaining a green card, and highlighted the steps necessary for navigating the citizenship process. We also examined the significant role that federal and state laws play in immigration and identified the key agencies involved in this complex system. Understanding these concepts is not just about grasping the legal procedures. It's about envisioning a future where these legal pathways shape real human stories filled with hope and opportunity. Whether you're an aspiring immigrant, a student, a business owner, or a parent looking to provide a better life for your children, knowledge of U.S. immigration law can be a transformative tool. Think about the powerful impact this knowledge can have. It can mean the difference between uncertainty and a clear plan, between stress and confidence. For solopreneurs and small business owners, it provides clarity around hiring international talent. For students and lifelong learners, it offers a pathway to educational opportunities and cultural enrichment. Parents and homeschoolers can use this understanding to guide their families through the process, ensuring that their children's futures are secure. Seniors experiencing digital literacy challenges gain from simplified, straightforward information that can ease their concerns. For formerly incarcerated persons and people experiencing homelessness, it's another step towards rebuilding their lives and achieving stability. In today's ever-changing political climate, staying informed about current developments in U.S. immigration policy is crucial. Recent news has shown us that immigration laws can directly affect countless lives and futures. By staying updated, we can better prepare for shifts that might impact our own immigration journey or that of our loved ones. Now, I have a question for you to ponder. How might a deeper understanding of immigration laws change the way you approach the idea of moving to a new country, or even how you perceive your existing community? Remember, at grokli.me, we are dedicated to making learning accessible to everyone, regardless of background or circumstances. Many of our courses, including the one on U.S. immigration law, are available for free. Grokli.me also offers micro-learning modules that are perfect for busy professionals, ambitious entrepreneurs, and curious minds on the go. These modules are accessible on both mobile and desktop, making it easier than ever to learn at your own pace. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Scholar. I hope today's discussion has provided you with valuable insights and practical knowledge that you can apply to your life. Visit grokkly.me to explore our courses and start your journey towards new knowledge and skills. Expand your mind and open the doors to new possibilities. Make sure to tune into our next episode, where we'll delve into another fascinating topic. Until then, keep learning and stay curious.